It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Huskies hold number one for a second straight week. The 11-0 Washington Huskies have beaten all comers this season. They're one of the six unbeaten teams remaining within the 133-team FBS grouping. The others, alphabetically, are Florida State, Georgia, Liberty University, Michigan, and Ohio State. However, Washington can claim a win over a team with a 10-1 record at this point, and that's the Oregon Ducks. Now, that keeps the Huskies as our number one top dogs in this week's SwampSwamiSports.com College Football Top 25 for the week ending November 18, 2023. Now, just four teams are going to make the college football playoffs this year. There is still a chance that we might have four unbeaten teams vying for the national title in just a few weeks. If Florida State of the ACC, Georgia of the SEC, Washington from the Pac-12, and either Ohio State or Michigan of the Big Ten should win their respective conference championships in another week or two, a stellar foursome of unbeaten Titans is going to emerge. However, there might be zero unbeaten teams as well in just a few weeks too. All it would take would be for Oregon to beat Washington for the Pac-12 title. Alabama would then need to end Georgia's unbeaten season to grab the SEC championship. Iowa, yes, that team with the worst offense in all of football, would need to stun either Ohio State or Michigan in the Big Ten title game, and Florida State is heading to rival Florida this week without their injured starting quarterback, Jordan Travis. He's out for the season now with a leg injury. The Seminoles leader will also miss the ACC title game coming up against a very surprising Louisville. So what about unbeaten Liberty, you might ask? Even if the Conference USA Flames should win out, the national voting media still won't move them into the college football playoffs because of a perceived weak schedule. Personal note here, has anyone actually looked at Michigan's schedule this year? The Flames, though, still have an outside chance to pocket millions of dollars in a New Year's Day bowl game if 10-1 Tulane of the AAC should happen to fall to the University of Texas San Antonio in this Friday's AAC championship game. It's been a very tough week, though, for the James Madison Dukes. James Madison University rejoiced as the ESPN College Football Game Day crew descended upon the city of Harrisonburg, Virginia, last Saturday. Then, things got worse. A few days before the game, the NCAA denied JMU's second appeal, requesting that the second-year FBS program, then 10-0, could play in a postseason bowl game this year. Under an unnecessary old NCAA rule when there were fewer than 20 bowl games around, a team which is playing up from the FCS level to the FBS top level is ineligible for bowl games during its first 2 years in the upper division. So James Madison was left out of the bowls last year in year number one, going 8-3 on the season, and now is being left out again in year number two. Last Saturday afternoon, though, the Dukes football team fell behind early to Sunbelt rival Appalachian State and rallied late to force the game into overtime. But alas, App State, which is now 7-4, prevailed in the extra period and ended James Madison's unbeaten season. But all is not lost for the Dukes. Yet, in one of the NCAA's strangest rules, there is one final possibility that JMU could play in a bowl game this year. Because if there are not 84 teams available for the 42 bowl game with a 6-6 record or better, then the NCAA would be forced to allow teams with a 5-7 record to be permitted for bowl selection. That would also lift the ban on James Madison, too. Go figure. Meanwhile, the New Mexico State rampage continues. Just a few weeks ago, right here, I highlighted the amazing rise of Conference USA's New Mexico State University. These Aggies are now 8-3 compared to 7-4 for that other team of Aggies in Texas. In fact, the New Mexico State Aggies beat the SEC's Auburn Tigers in Alabama 31-10 last week, while those Texas A&M Aggies beat Auburn just 27-10 at home in College Station earlier this year. For their trip to the Alabama Plains last weekend, the New Mexico State Aggies not only bagged a win over an SEC team, they earned $1.8 million for their appearance. And lastly, before our top 25, LSU's QB5, that Jaden kid, is being pushed a little too hard for the Heisman. Your Swamp Swami and his lovely wife visited Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge for last Saturday's game between LSU and Georgia State. Though we were seated in the stratospheric East Upper Deck seats, the chance to view LSU's dynamic quarterback Jaden Daniels was definitely worth the trip. He appears to be even more elusive on the run than what you might see on television. Though Jaden Daniels is a wonderfully talented athlete, my biggest concern has been that LSU has been willing to feature their talented quarterback to the excess recently. A record-setting 600-yard total offensive performance against Florida was needed for that win, but Saturday night's 6 touchdown passes and 2 touchdown runs by Jaden Daniels against a Sun Belt foe was purely to push him for the Heisman Trophy. There was absolutely no reason for him to have been in the game for most of the fourth quarter Saturday night, other than to add a few more touchdowns to his resume. He's a wonderfully talented player and a fine young man. Jaden Daniels still, though, plays for a 3-loss LSU team. He's competing for the Heisman against the quarterback of an unbeaten Washington team, Michael Penix Jr., and the signal caller for 1-loss Oregon, Bo Nix. Even Joe Burrow himself would not have won the Heisman Trophy if his LSU team had 3 losses during his final season. And now it's time to take a look at the Swamp Swami College Football Top 25 rankings for the week ending November 18, 2023. Coming in at number 25 this week, welcome back to our group, from the Big 12 at 8-3, the Kansas State Wildcats. At number 24 this week from the SEC, it's the LSU Tigers. Now they'll host 7-4 Texas A&M. That's on Saturday morning, 11 a.m. on ESPN. Number 23 this week, those Giant Killers from New Mexico State. They're 9-3 and will host 8-3 Jacksonville State at 3 p.m. this Saturday on ESPN+. Number 22 this week from the Big Ten, the Iowa Hawkeyes are 9-2. At 21 this week from the Sun Belt Conference, the Troy Trojans. At number 20 from the Southeastern Conference, the Missouri Tigers. The Tigers will travel to 4-7 Arkansas, who announced this week that they are going to retain their coach for another season in Fayetteville. Number 19 this week, from the Mountain West at 9-2, the UNLV Running Rebs. How about them? They'll host 6-5 San Jose State this Saturday at 2 p.m. with a chance to win the Mountain West Conference. At number 18, the SMU Mustangs from the American Conference. They're 9-2 and will host 5-5 Navy this Saturday, 11 a.m. on ESPN2. Coming in at 17 this week from the Mid-America Conference, the Miami of Ohio Redhawks. At 16, let's welcome the Penn State Nittany Lions from the Big Ten. They'll be at 5-6 Michigan State on Friday, 6:30 p.m. on NBC. Our 15th rated team, also at 9-2 from the Big 12, the Oklahoma Sooners. At number 14 in our highest-ranked 9-2 team by virtue of their win over a 10-1 Tulane team earlier this year, it's the Ole Miss Rebels. They have the Egg Bowl matchup, the annual matchup against Mississippi State, this Thursday night, Thanksgiving night, 6:30 on ESPN. Now our 1-loss teams, dropping down all the way to number 13 this week from the Sun Belt, at 10-1, the James Madison Dukes. They'll play at 8-3 Coastal Carolina, 2:30 on Saturday on ESPN2. At number 12 from the SEC, at 10-1, the Alabama Crimson Tide. They'll have their annual matchup against Auburn Saturday, 2:30 p.m. on CBS. Number 11 this week from the Pac-12, the Oregon Ducks. They'll host 8-3 Oregon State this coming Friday. That'll be a great game. Friday night, 7:30 p.m. on Fox. Number 10 from the Mid-America Conference, surprise, it's the Toledo Rockets. They'll go to Central Michigan on Friday at 11 a.m., that game on ESPNU. Now, at number 9 from the Big 12, the Texas Longhorns. The Horns will finish up at home this Friday at 6:30 p.m. against 6-5 Texas Tech, that game at 6:30 Friday night on ABC. At number 8 from the American Conference, at 10-1, the Tulane Green Wave will host 8-3 University of Texas San Antonio Friday at 2:30 p.m. on ABC. Coming in at number 7 from the ACC, the Atlantic Coast Conference, the Louisville Cardinals, at 10-1, they'll host 6-5 Kentucky in that grudge match of the Bluegrass State Saturday at 11 a.m. on ABC. And now our 6 unbeaten teams. ranked number 6 this week from the Atlantic Coast Conference, the Florida State Seminoles. Now, Florida State will travel to play intrastate rival, the Florida Gators. That'll be 6 o'clock Saturday night on ESPN. Our number 5 team this week from the Conference USA, Liberty University. The Flames are at 3-8 UTEP this Saturday at 2:30 p.m. on the CBS Sports Network. Coming in at number 4 from the Big Ten at 11-0, the Ohio State Buckeyes. They'll be traveling this Saturday at 11 a.m. on Fox to play 11-0 Michigan Wolverines. Coming in at number 3 this week from the Southeastern Conference, also at 11-0, it's the Georgia Bulldogs. The Dogs will go to 6-5 Georgia Tech. That game is Saturday night at 6:30 on ABC. Now our top 2 teams from the Big Ten at 11-0, the coachless Michigan Wolverines. They'll be hosting Ohio State in that battle of unbeatens Saturday morning, 11 a.m. on Fox. And our number 1 team for the second week in a row from the Pac-12 Conference, the Washington Huskies. Washington will host their intrastate rival, 5-6 Washington State. That game is Saturday, 3 p.m. on Fox. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. See you next week.
Hey, Baba Louie, are you all right?
It's all right.